an addict. My name is Paulette.
Hi, Paulette.
It's a good day to be clean.
Yeah.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Know that no matter what you do, you never have to use again. I'm grateful to Narcotics Anonymous, specifically on this occasion, CPR, CNA 30, my adjoining region, South Potomac region, that is the host of this convention, the topic being service is a posture of the heart. I think it's a very, very, very good topic because it keeps me humble. And I'm here having 7,246 days clean. But that's only as a result of one day at a time. I would like to tell you that there's an easier, softer, faster way. I would like to tell you that you can jump in a microwave and instantly come out prepared, but that's not reality. You know, so I'm here sharing with you my experiences, a newcomer. And there's a pamphlet number, IP number 16. It says the topic, the name of it is For the Newcomer. And if you are a newcomer, according to the online source, says a newcomer is a person or thing that has recently arrived into a place or joined a group. Okay, so we're not in this room by ourselves. It's a very large group. So welcome to the group. You know, I'm here to say welcome to the newcomer. I'm here to say welcome to the fellow addict who has 7,246 days and more. I'm here to say welcome to everybody. There's no dues or fees, thank God, because all I got is like lint balls in my pocket. I mean, there's an investment made that goes deeper than what money can buy. See, what happens is we say welcome because there are no strings attached to NA. We don't care who you did it with, Mike and them on the hill. You know what I'm saying? That might sound good to the people on the corner, but it means nothing to an addict that comes from New Jersey that's not familiar with the D.C. streets. So it's a clean slate when you get here, and I'm learning that one day at a time. What has happened for me through my predecessors, the people who wrote these IPs, fellow addicts, people with experience, strength, and hope, that deemed it very, very, very important to share. And I'm so grateful because I remember when I arrived. Okay, hold on to your seat. I mean, because I'm an only child. And I thought that everything revolved around me. I had a situation where I was raised by my great, great, great aunt, who was a little old lady that wanted me to stay in the house and play with her. I learned how to play cards with my great, great aunt for pennies. So gambling kind of evolved out of all of that. Look, I really don't know how, but it did. My great, great aunt, I'm an only child. So my great, great aunt raised me. And I became angry as I got older because I looked around my surroundings and I didn't see the same pictures that I saw outside the window. I didn't see sisters and brothers. I didn't see mothers and fathers. I didn't see a whole lot of great, great, great aunts raising their nieces. I didn't see that. So I became very angry and very uncertain, and I had a lot of, like, this one big giant question mark in my head, like, why am I here? Ooh. Think about the first day that you came to an NA meeting. The first time you were ever introduced to an NA meeting. For me, I was scared and had a lot of questions. Same feeling I felt that morning I woke up and said, well, why am I here with this lady and not with my mother and my father. Well, they weren't together. They weren't married. They lived two separate lives. So how do I fit in this picture? It wasn't revealed to me, and I believe it's God's purpose not to give us a little bit too much. Because if you're an addict like I am, you'll get the bag and run off with it. I got all I need, see y'all? So what happened was it was revealed to me a little bit at a time. Just a little bit at a time. Like I'm an only child. I wished for a lot of years that I had sisters and brothers. Well, my wishes come true. Because I look around in this room, whether we have the same mother, same father, same sister, same brother, you are my brothers and sisters. Narcotics Anonymous has given me a mind, and it will give you a mind to see everyone as siblings. I mean, I got some uncles in recovery, so, you know, my grand sponsees, Uncle Walston, you know, sponsee, you got grand sponsees, you know, grand sponsees, great grand sponsees. You got a whole generation of stuff going on in here. And for a little girl like me who grew up making, look, the little dolls, they kind of flipped around and did a bunch of little stuff. I took the clothes off of them because I really wanted to see what they had going on under there. You know what I'm saying? I had to talk to them. I had to cultivate all those conversations. I had to move the doll. Every time I say how, I had to move the doll like this. You know, exclamation. You know, the doll, I had to do a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, that's a whole lot of stuff to do in your mind. Mind is a very tricky thing. It can tell you that you want to do some stuff that you really don't want to do. It can tell you that you need some stuff that's really not healthy for you. So, as a newcomer with 7,246 days, I'm excited to be a part of this because I'm learning that there's a learning process in place. See, I've gotten a connection with a higher power, and I believe that that higher power doesn't give me no more than I actually need from day to day. But how do I use what he gives me? How do I exhaust the day in the most healthiest way, from day to day? Things are revealed for us as we get older in the program, but what I find to be very important, my spirit has to remain newcomerish so that I can appreciate the process of the program. The program is changing and it evolves. It's not the same way that it was 19 years ago. Right. Things change. And in 5 years, we're going to say that's what happened in 2016. It'll be a part of history. And what I've learned about history is that it implants an image in my mind that I remember forever as long as I'm alive. That's a groovy thing for me. Because if you're not alive, you can't experience this. So we have some seats and some space for the predecessors who've gone on and transitioned. We have places and seats for our aunts and our uncles who have gone on and transitioned, who are now a part of our fan club that are saying, you can do it. Just don't give up. You can do it. Just don't give up. They say don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle. How about don't leave at all? Just stay here. Because you won't have to worry about keep coming back. See, the newcomer is important because it gives in the pamphlet an intro to Narcotics Anonymous. We're a fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. like for some of us, especially for me, it was only because of my drug usage that I realized I had a major problem. Like, for example, I stole my mom's TV. I say, I love her though. But it's amazing what drugs and alcohol can do to you. I say I loved her, but I did love her because she had a universal remote and I didn't sell it. I mean, I love my mother. That's the least I could do. So with that, I mean, hey, my intentions were good, but I was being controlled by substances that I couldn't do anything about. But given an opportunity, like whatever, I always like to think, that's crazy though, right? But I like to think because God built us with a mind. It's how we use it that we get all messed up. Okay? So remember how you felt the first day you realized you were clean for 24 hours. I mean, I didn't have any idea. I'm excited that I remember that day because I never wanted to forget. That's one feeling that I just want to pass through. Look, visit it now. Bang, it's gone. I don't want to have to live through that feeling anymore. So as a newcomer, we come with that introduction, that introductory feeling, like, okay, what am I going to do now? I ain't out doing all the things that I did when I was using. What do I do now? Well, if you notice, the people that came up here to read had beautiful names. I don't remember them because now I've gotten 50 and I don't remember things very well. But what touched me was their names when they pronounced them. We are beautiful people. So no matter what nobody tells you, you are a beautiful person. See, we were created by the Creator, and He has something exciting in mind because we don't all look alike. We're not clones. We all have our own wonderful gifts and identities. I remember as a newcomer, I was worried about how I was going to conduct my life because my mother didn't want me to be gay. She wanted me to be her little girl. And she didn't realize until almost 19 years later that I've always been her little girl. She had put a definition on her little girl. You know, as parents, we do that. As people, we do that. We come up with our own definitions and try to make people conform to them. But I'm so grateful that Narcotics Anonymous didn't do that. All it said was, welcome to this place. You've come amongst a group of people who are just like you. Give yourself a chance, but the first thing you have to do is stop using drugs and alcohol. That's it. Because for me, some other things happened. As a newcomer, I went into a treatment facility. I got to take my son with me. That was a reality check. Okay, it was a reality check, and so I was supposed to be this cool gay chick, and how did I get a baby? And I asked some of my friends, well, they say, you a woman, aren't you? And you had sex. I'm saying, shh, don't say that to me. But you had sex with a man, please don't say that to me. Okay, but I remember that's what I did to be accepted by the way that the drug was making me feel. So I used myself and my resources. So we know how to use resources in here. So I'm pretty sure I ain't the only one that didn't had a hump or a bump for a drug. Yeah. So if you didn't ever turn the trick, you're a very resourceful person. When we get here, we can turn those resources around. We ain't got to lay down. We can pick up the phone and make a call. We come to places like this and meet in fellowship with people. We meet people like Jimmy, who's a very nice dancer. You know what I'm saying? And what I do is, because I don't always have the courage to ask him, but I watch him. And every now and then I try to do a little thing like he do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but that's what we do with our resources. We use our resources today. To the newcomer, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. If you're in this room, you're a newcomer, and there's a reason why you're here. I'm grateful to be here because I remember that last day. I wanted to kill myself. But it didn't work. God had something else in me. It didn't work. I'm here. All of the attempts that you made to take your own life, guess what? April Fool. It didn't work. Because you're sitting here laughing with us. So as a newcomer, I understand that I have limitations. And that's as a part of the process in the newcomer pamphlet introduces us and shows us the steps. When I saw that for the first time, I was like, well, so what you got to do with all that? And my sponsor was like, Charlotte, you got it right, you know, Charlotte. I was like, man, we're going to talk about that. She was like, nah, there's some things you have to put on paper so it can come from the inside to the outside so you can see it manifest. You talk about it, the words are gone. Put it on paper, they're there, tangible. You can touch them. I always wanted to slide back. I remember answering questions. I say, you look, in parentheses, I wrote it on the paper. We will discuss. She said, write it, Shorty. I said, we will discuss. That was sufficient enough for me, so that I thought. But when I did follow her guidance and her good orderly direction, it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The information that I obtained was for me, about me. And I was the only one that could benefit from it. Ooh. It's selfless service, but you gotta get introduced to yourself in order to be of help to someone else. Hello, Paulette. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I mean, that's what type of situation it is. So welcome. Know that you're never alone. The NA can mean whatever you need it to mean to keep you in this seat. The seat that you carry, that I carry around with me everywhere I go. I'm so grateful that I can go from city to state and go to a meeting and they don't say, can we have your credit card, please? I've never been one to use somebody else's credit card, but if that was a requirement, I would have to find ways and means to get more. That's a blessing that we don't have to do that when we get here. It's a blessing that when you're introduced to Narcotics Anonymous, they tell you, welcome. I say, welcome, man. Welcome to my sisters and my brothers, especially those who are just getting here. Because it's going to be an exciting journey. For those of us who are seasoned, they wrote some literature called The Journey Continues. I say seasoned because my experience is that it's not real healthy for a newcomer to embark in the journey continuum.
Right. Right. Right.
You got to realize you're on the journey first. Step one before step 12. So what happens is I understand that the posture for me is to be newcomer mindish. New word, newcomer mindish, new phrase, hashtag, whatever it is we be doing out there. It's good for me to embark in my spirit and know that because I'm a diabetic, and it seems like when I'm out, no matter where I am, every cupcake, cookie, or piece of candy be calling my name. And my response today is, yes, I would love to have a cookie, but I can't indulge. I have to do things like ask my wife, can I have some ice cream? And get the responses that, you know, like last night I had some SpaghettiOs. We got in late, and then I had a donut, and then she looked, I was opening some Cheetos, and she said, well, honey, how many snacks are you going to eat? And then I fold the bag up and put them down. Subconsciously, if you don't catch me, I think I get away with it. Can we relate to that? But what happens when I'm caught? It's the help that I needed. It's the grace that He sent for me. Be obedient, put the dad on things down, and be grateful. And when you take your blood sugar in the morning, you'll see numbers like 104 as opposed to 434. Past, present. It gets better. So I'm excited about being here. I'm excited to have the opportunity to share. I mean, like, I'm a newcomer-minded person every day. I'm so excited that on June the 14th, I will be able to acknowledge 20 years. I'm excited about that. I mean, because I didn't plan to stay here. I just wanted my mother to pay the dude downstairs that I owed the money to. I just wanted to get past that feeling of gloom and doom one more day. Whatever the last day of your using was, it was a blessing from God. If you have a higher power, whatever you choose to name it, He cares about you. We care about you. What I'm learning is that if we're sick, as individuals, we get better, the fellowship gets stronger and stronger. And with that strength, more people are drawn to us. I've kind of learned that as a result of being here. That's why we flourish. This convention, probably historically looking at the numbers already, will be the largest one that we've had yet. So in a minute, we're going to be moving on because we're going to outgrow this little convention center. Isn't that a beautiful thing? So I encourage you, love your friends. Love your enemies. Because God gave us a reason to be here. And I keep saying God because I believe and I have a connection with my higher power. I don't mean to offend anybody, but that's just the way it is.
I know that.
So keep the mind open. Sometimes people tell me things that I don't always want to hear, but I'm able to listen because if you took time to tell me, you have to care about it. Be careful of how the way we speak to other people. Sometimes I'm angry and I yell at my wife, and she said, "What did you have to say it so loud?" And I was like, "Well, I just wanted to make sure you heard." I didn't really realize that sometimes I let past feelings manifest into current conversation.
Wow.
We're only human. From day to day, we get better with the process. So everybody in the room know that Paulette loves you. If you have a higher power, the higher power loves you. And Narcotics Anonymous loves you even more. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Yeah.